What ails you? And what is it you're wanting at this hour of the night?
I'm after meeting Sean Cure and Father Riley below, who told me of your curiosity, man. And they feared me this time he wasn't maybe roaring, romping on your hands with drink.
Look now, is he roaring? And he's stretched out drowsy with his supper and his mug of milk. Walk down and tell that to Father Riley and to Sean Cure.
I'll not see them again, for I've their word to lead that lad forward for to lodge with me.
This night, is it?
This night. It isn't fitting, says the priest Dean, to have his likeness lodging with an orphan girl. God save you, mister.
God save you kindly.
Well, lad, you a little smiling fella. It should have been great and bitter torments did rouse your spirits to a deed of blood.
Aye, it should, maybe.
It's more than maybe, I'm saying. And it'd soften me heart to see you sitting so simple with your cup and cake. And you fitter to be saying your catechism than slaying your dad.
There's talking. When any can see, he's fit to be holding his head high with the wonders of the world. Walk on from this, for I'll not have him tormented, and he destroyed travelling since Tuesday was a week.
He'll be walking, surely, when his supper's done. And you'll find we're great company, young fella, when it's of the likes of you and me you'd hear the penny pot singing in a novice fair.
Did you kill your father?
She did not. She hit himself with a warren pick. And the rusted iron did corrode his blood the way he never overed it and died after. Oh. That was a sneaky kind of a murder. Did win small glory with the boys itself.
If it didn't, maybe all knows a Winterwood has buried her children and destroyed her man is a wiser company for a young lad than a girl the like of you who'd go helter-skeltering after any man would let you a wink up on the road.
And you'll say that, Widow Quinn. And you gasping with the rage you had, racing the hills beyond to look on his face.
Me, is it? Well, Father Riley has cuteness to divide you now. There's great temptation in a man did slay his dare. And we best be going, young fella, so rise up and come with me.
He'll not stir. He's potboy in this place, and I'll not have him stolen off and kidnapped while himself's abroad.
It'll be a crazy potboy and lodge him in the she-bean where he works by day. So you'd have a right to come on, young fella, till you see my little house sheen a perch off on the rising hill.
Wait till morning, Christy man. Wait till you lay eyes on our leaky thatch. It's grown more pasture for our buck goat.